Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Wednesday, March 24th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Leading off today, a newly leaked image claims to offer our first real-world look at the redesigned notch that could be on its way with the iPhone 13. This comes after a handful of reports have recently suggested that Apple plans to reduce the size of the notch with this year's iPhone. The images here come from a Greek technology repair company called iRepair, who claims to have obtained the front glass panels for the iPhone 13 mini, the iPhone 13, the iPhone 13 Pro, and the iPhone 13 Pro Max. The image clearly shows iPhone front glass panels in those three different sizes, each of which features a smaller notch cutout. You can also see that the earpiece has been moved to above the notch and into the top bezel, instead of being housed in the notch like it currently is on the iPhone 12. This design change was first rumored last year in regards to the iPhone 12 lineup, but it ultimately did not come to fruition. Instead, the iPhone 12 features the same notch design as the iPhone 10, XS, and 11. But while this image does offer a good way to visualize a smaller notch with the iPhone 13, we'd treat it with some skepticism. This design change has been rumored before, and this image could very well show something that was created based on the leaked schematics from last year. But with that being said, the evidence is mounting that the iPhone 13 will be the iPhone to finally reduce the size of the notch. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo said earlier this month that the iPhone 13 will feature a smaller notch as one of its main hardware specification changes. We expect to learn more about the iPhone 13 over the coming months, ahead of its expected release sometime in September. Next up today, Apple has released macOS Big Sur 11.3 Beta 5 to developers and public beta users, and in it, 9to5 Mac has found references to new iMac models. This comes as rumors heat up that Apple is working on new iMacs with Apple Silicon processors inside. The latest beta version of macOS Big Sur comes with codes for two new iMacs, which are identified as iMac 21.1 and iMac 21.2. It's worth mentioning that these numbers are not related to display size, but are simply model identifiers. Bloomberg reported earlier this year that the code names of the new iMacs with Apple Silicon processors are J456 and J457. 9to5 Mac has also been able to confirm that the new models in the latest Big Sur beta have those same code names. They're believed to be replacements for the 21.5-inch and 27-inch iMacs, which are both expected to be updated sometime this year. Unfortunately, there's not much more we can tell from the references in the Big Sur beta, but in addition to having Apple Silicon chips, the current rumors say that the new iMac models will be redesigned with a similar look to the Pro Display XDR. Apple also recently discontinued the iMac Pro and some configurations of the 21.5-inch iMac, which adds more fuel to the fire that an updated Apple Silicon iMac is indeed coming soon. We are sponsored this week by Ulysses. Ulysses is a powerful Apple Design Award-winning writing application for the Mac, the iPad, and the iPhone. I write all of my 9to5 Mac articles and 9to5 Mac daily notes in Ulysses, and I couldn't recommend it more. It offers a distraction-free writing environment and lets you focus on your text. You can edit your writing anytime and any place with iCloud syncing that keeps everything in check. Users can also publish their writing conveniently from within Ulysses to various blogging platforms complete with images, tags, and more, including WordPress, Ghost, Medium, and most recently, micro.blog. 9to5 Mac daily listeners can exclusively start using Ulysses for 3 months for free at the link in the show notes below or by heading to ulysses.app/promo/9to5Mac. After that, it's just $5 per month or $40 for the whole year. There's also even lower prices for students. Whenever people ask me about my favorite apps for the iPhone, iPad, and Mac, Ulysses is at the top of the list. My thanks to Ulysses for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Apple has also released the latest developer and public betas of iOS 14.5 and iPadOS 14.5. While there aren't many user-facing changes here, 9to5 Mac has found references to a new A14X processor in the iOS 14.5 code, Every Apple processor is referred to internally by a code name, and iOS 14.5 includes references to a GPU from a chip called 13G. This 13G code name is not currently used on any available iOS devices. Based on previous chip naming schemes and information obtained by 9to5Mac, we can say that 13G is the A14X processor, a variant of the A14 Bionic chip currently being used in the iPhone 12. Furthermore, based on our research, we found that the A14X is based on the T8103, which is the code name for the Apple M1 chip used in the first Apple Silicon Macs. This finding corroborates a recent report from Bloomberg that said the new iPad Pro will have an updated processor that is on par with the M1. So as the rumors suggest that the only new iOS device coming in the first half of 2021 will be the new iPad Pro, it's hard to imagine that the A14X chip we found here is destined for another device. Additionally, the fact that these references were found in iPadOS 14.5 are a hint that the next generation iPad Pro is coming soon. If the new iPad Pro was not coming soon, Apple would wait until iOS 15 to add support for the new processor. It's also worth noting that Apple has not released a new beta of its Xcode developer tool since March 2nd, which is something the company does when it's preparing new hardware that needs to remain secret until after the official announcement. Based on recent rumors, the new iPad Pro models will be announced by Apple as early as April, with a Thunderbolt port, better cameras, improved performance, and a mini LED display for the 12.9-inch model. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller. And be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.